My dear co-travelers in the natural path, Pranam. It's our privilege to meet on this most auspicious occasion of Basant Panchami in the year 143 of Lalaji era. We have all assembled here to place our hearts with love and devotion to the Lord. Truly, we not only have built a temple in our hearts, but have made our Master mightily pleased to present us before His Master. May the little lights we have join together to illumine the place and people of this world. We are all aware of the love universal of our beloved Master Babaji Maharaj through Pranahuti. We should understand that love is the healing factor for all the challenges we face in life, from painful feelings, experiences and circumstances. The opposite of love is fear, and fear results in suppression and eventually depression. We tend to hide things away, pretending they do not exist or have never happened, thus not facing up to one's responsibilities. We simply are not being one's true self. Refusing to let go of the painful past may serve as a roadblock to love. But leaving behind our old self and taking a leap of faith in the Master would reveal that we are all truly capable of becoming. Love is what we are born with. Fear is what we have learnt here from our environment, physical, mental, vital, and spiritual. The spiritual journey is a relinquishment or unlearning of fear and the acceptance of the love back into our hearts. Love is our ultimate reality and our purpose on earth. To be consciously aware of it, to experience love in ourselves and others, is the meaning of life. The prayer prescribed by the Master to be performed at 9 p.m. for development of love and devotion to Master among all the people in the world is of paramount importance to the spiritual seeker. Love is the connecting factor, and without love we feel segregated and uncared for. Master, as embodiment of love and peace, is enshrined in our hearts. To be aware of His august presence in all our acts, feelings and thoughts is what constant remembrance about. Master, in his book Efficacy of Raja Yoga, makes profound statements about the upper and lower portions of the heart. It is clear to us that our self is between the body and mind. It is between the human animal and the spiritual being. It is between earth and heaven. The heart chakra is the meeting point between energies from the earth and energies from the higher regions. It is the ideal position to be, inasmuch as we are assured of the company of the Divine there. Therefore, being centered in the heart, being open to the love flowing in and out, being love itself, is the natural path. That is what is meant by following the middle path. This is also understood as the act of flying with both the wings. Thus one is open to both the wisdom of the body and of the higher self. While offering Pranahuti is a special act on the part of the trainers, Every abhyasi who is introduced into PAM radiates the divine love as he is in touch with the Master due to the introduction. They can stimulate their heart's energy by sending loving kindness to the next person they see or think of. We are essentially loving beings. If one's heart is overflowing with love, it is continually being refilled with more love from the source, namely the Master. If only we recognize and feel the warmth of the divine presence of the Master, then we can safely say we are realized persons and a great mission to serve the Master. Dr. KCB used to say that one who has reached the self in the heart has transcended the dualities and is never perplexed. The moment we remember our Master, we feel the courage and confidence to meet any situation. This is because love is the antidote of fear. The thought of the Master injects in us love and light. Of course, it is not the brilliant luminosity, but it is always a soothing light inviting us into its embrace. Then we are naturally guided by our own inner truth or satya, replacing all our confused motivations and govern us. Viveka is thus born. Our humility in all situations gets realized. When truth dawns, tears flow, and we should note that tears are liquid love. Master once told me that tears flow because the heart is not capable of containing love, and it is good also because the heart develops the capacity to hold on love over a period of time. As a rule, we should not try to avoid flow of tears nor inhibit the tears of others. In the social context, we may note that tears mean getting clear on our own feelings and recognizing our needs. We care. Our tears reflect the compassion we feel for others. Tears communicate that we share the suffering of love lost, the triumph of love gained, and the relief of love regained. In truth, tears are divine. It's our impatience that when a third knot gets touched or awakened, tears automatically flow. Once when I was granted the vision of the Master, in his omnipresence of the Master, tears were flowing for a few months as I could not easily digest so much love. Divine love cannot be measured. Love has different channels of communication. It's always the heart that speaks when we love. Speaking from the heart requires listening from our heart and requires getting clear about another person's feelings and understanding their needs. What we communicate and do may not be authentic and may be misguided, but at heart we are doing our best. Love is unconditional acceptance. Acceptance does not mean to like a person or disagree or agree. Acceptance means recognizing what exists without resistance and with compassion. It is easy to love those we like, but to love those who we do not like, not to be judgmental, that is the attribute of an evolved soul. Believe in the importance of love, for it is the strength and beauty that brings music to our souls. Love cannot be divided or partitioned. There is nothing like father's love, mother's love, friend's love, companion's love, or master's love. There is one and only one love, and that is the nature of the Master. Love gets into the mode of bliss, and that is why we address Master as the ocean of bliss. To be happy under all circumstances is the command of the Master, and this can be easily accomplished If we remember the Master as the embodiment of love, when we are loving and devoted to Master, everything takes the hue of auspiciousness and the world is a paradise. We are all in the path moving towards the goal. I pray that all of us become infectious and pass on the love of Master to all beings. Pranam.